we meet again in the virtual world where virtually anything is possible. We've met in many places over the past few years, on a walk in the wilderness, baking a pie on Mother's Day, or talking about the ties that bind on Father's Day. Sometimes we had fun in the Holy Smokes kitchen.
I am not Pastor Kim. And I am not Pastor Pam. Excellent. Perfect. So in this episode, we'll be making something, I hope, yummy.
Very yummy.
Very yummy.
Very yummy.
Yes.
And sometimes we were sad, so as on the anniversary of 9/11. This is hallowed ground. And everyone who comes to the memorial knows and feels it. This is a sacred space, made holy by the people who lived and died here, and who now rest in the earth. We try to bury the past and forget, but God opens the earth to remember. Forgiveness doesn't come by forgetting the past. We can't forget. And that's a good thing. We can forgive. And that's even better. Pam and Kim acted like the disciples, arguing about who is better.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And then a few weeks later on Reformation Day, we played a game we called
Here's Your
Are
Host,
You in Jeopardy?
Mel Langton!
Thank you, Johnny Calvin. Now let's meet today's contestants. It looks like you were both stumped by this one.
Well, what kind of answer is that? He went to both. When you die, you go to heaven or you go to hell, not both.
Oh, you poor, poor, misguided child. What if there was some place in between where you can purge? You can purge your soul, you know. Work your way up the ladder. Maybe if you're good enough, you can go from hell to heaven.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You are what you are. For better and for worse, you are like every other person on the face of the earth. You are imperfect.
So, who went to both?
Yeah, Mel. Is this some sort of trick or treat question?
Not at all. The Bible says that after he died, Jesus descended to the dead. In other words, he went to hell for you, and in return, promises you a home in heaven.
So I don't have to live in fear?
No, you don't. And I can live by grace?
Yes, you can.
Congratulations, you both answered correctly. By the grace of God, you are not in jeopardy. So where am I today? In my favorite place of all, right here at Lord of Life. This is the place we come for rest and restoration. This is where we were reminded that retirement is not our mindset, but rather rejuvenation and transformation. This is the place we come to celebrate life and to commend the lives of all the saints to God. And this is the last time that I will be here in this place, in this way, as your pastor. Thank you for welcoming Tony and me. And thank you for working with me in the ministry we all share. 10 years ago, when you called me as your pastor, I stole a line from the movie Casablanca. Remember what Rick says to Captain Renault in the closing scene as the airplane takes off? Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And it has been. And now it's time for both of us to begin something new. The next chapter builds on everything that came before. The people, places, and the past. We are in the third chapter of life, and our story is still being written. As hard as it is to live with change, we're still living, and the best is yet to come. Welcome to worship. Welcome to Lord of Life. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The Lord be with you, and now let us pray. Almighty God, with joy we celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection. By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and all that we do. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw that he was the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails in my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord, my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
I'm watching you. What's that? What did you say? I said I'm watching you. What do you mean you're watching over me? And who are you anyway? I'm your guardian angel. And I'm watching over you. Guardian angel? I don't know that I even believe in guardian angels. Hey, it's your dream. You can believe whatever you want to believe. If you're my guardian angel, where are your wings? Oh, I get it. You're like Clarence and you haven't earned them yet. I guess I'm your merit badge project. So what do guardian angels do to earn their wings? I told you. I'm watching over you. Well, you're not doing a very good job. Why didn't you keep me from breaking my collarbone a few years ago? Maybe I kept you from breaking a lot more than your collarbone. Or maybe I was just lucky. Maybe you were. But think about all the times in your life that you had a close call. You've got to ask yourself a question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? You can chalk it up to luck, or you can believe that someone's watching over you. I see your point. Say, you never told me your name. You can call me Angel. You look familiar, like I've seen you somewhere before. Let's just say this isn't the first time we've met. And what is it that you do? I do the same thing as you. I watch over people. I guess that is what I do. I watch over people. Correction. I did watch over people. Looks like you didn't get the memo about my retirement. Some guardian angel you are that you didn't even know that. Do you enjoy what you do? Yeah, I guess you could say I found my calling in life. What did you enjoy most? Helping people through tough times. A colleague once told me that a pastor's job is to help people manage transition. From the cradle to the grave and every step in between. Is there anything that you didn't like? Any regrets or things you'd like to do over? I wish that I had bought stock in Apple when it was $20 a share. My only real regret is that I couldn't do more. Every hello ends in a long goodbye. And I've said goodbye too many times. Did you really think that you could keep people from dying? That's not your job. It's way above your pay grade. I thought I could do more than hold their hand. What did I do? What do any of us do besides being a companion in this pilgrimage on earth? That is what you do. The world can be a very lonely place. Is there anything more sacred than holding hands on that journey? Steve, you haven't figured this out yet, have you? I'm not your guardian angel. You are the guardian angel, and so is the spouse who loves and cherishes in sickness and in health. So is the person who shares their food with the hungry. So is the person who loves their neighbor as much as their own self. You are the guardian angels. I guess my work's not done then, is it? Enjoy your retirement. And no, you're not done. You're never done. Vaya con Dios, amigo. Vaya con Dios.
And she's bald. to heaven.
Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, for the world, and all those in need of good news. Your church cries out, O God, and you listen. As you drew near to the disciples, draw near to us this day. Breathe on us your Holy Spirit, that our faith is renewed and we witness to your love. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your creation cries out, O God, and you listen. Nurture trees, crops, wildflowers, and all growing things. Guide farmers, gardeners, and others who tend the soil and nurture plants into life. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your world cries out, O God, and you listen. Guide police, firefighters, paramedics, and other first responders to work for the well-being of communities and the dignity of every person, that no one may need to live in fear. God of grace, hear our prayer. And your children cry out, O God, and you listen. Hear your people crying out for justice, for an end to racism and other oppression, and for a world where all are fed and all are safe. We pray for all who cry out in suffering or pain. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your congregations cry out, O God, and you listen. Renew pastors, deacons, musicians, and other staff, administrators, and volunteers who facilitated Holy Week and Easter worship. Open our hearts to discern where God calls each of us to serve. God of grace, hear our prayer. Accept our gratitude, O God, for the lives of those who now rest in your mercy. Especially we pray for Dietrich Bonhoeffer and all those whose lives have been given in faithfulness to the gospel. Grant us your peace amid our fears. God of grace, hear our prayer. And now into your hands, merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and our living Lord. Amen. And now together we confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.